Hello, and welcome to the Study Guide podcast for Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm your guide, and over the next 10 minutes, we'll delve into the enchanted forest, untangle the lovers' chaotic knots, and most importantly, show you exactly how to secure top marks in your OCR GCSE English Literature exam. This play is a gift for students who can get to grips with its three contrasting worlds: the rigid court of Athens, the chaotic fairy world, and the hilarious world of the mechanicals. Examiners are looking for candidates who can confidently navigate these shifts. So let's get started. Right, let's break down the core concepts. You absolutely must be able to discuss the play's key themes. First up is love and its complications. This isn't just about romance, it's about the irrational, fickle, and often painful nature of love. The four young lovers, Hermia, Helena, Lysander, and Demetrius, are a perfect example. Initially, Hermia loves Lysander, Helena loves Demetrius, but Demetrius loves Hermia. It's a mess. Shakespeare uses the love potion, squeezed into their eyes by the mischievous Puck, to explore how quickly affections can change. A key quote here is Puck's famous line, "Lord, what fools these mortals be." Act 3, Scene 2. This is where you can earn marks for AO2, analyzing Shakespeare's methods. Puck's observation highlights the theme of love's irrationality from a supernatural perspective, suggesting mortals are powerless and slightly ridiculous in its grip. Next, we have order versus disorder. Athens, ruled by Duke Theseus, represents law, reason, and patriarchal order. Aegeus tries to use this law to force his daughter Hermia to marry Demetrius. The forest, by contrast, is a space of chaos, magic, and unpredictability, ruled by the feuding fairy king and queen, Oberon and Titania. When the lovers escape to the forest, they leave the world of human law and enter a world of supernatural disorder. Credit is always given for analyzing this structural contrast. For example, you could analyze how the formal blank verse of the Athenian court contrasts with the rhyming couplets of the fairies, which often signal spellcasting or a sense of otherworldliness. The mechanical's clumsy prose provides yet another layer of contrast. Finally, let's touch on appearance versus reality. Nothing is quite what it seems in this play. The love potion makes characters fall in love with the wrong person. Titania falls for Bottom, who has been given the head of a donkey, and the mechanical's play, Pyramus and Thisbe, is a play within a play that constantly draws attention to the nature of theater and illusion itself. When Bottom wakes up, he says, "I have had a most rare vision. I have had a dream, past the wit of man to say what dream it was." Act 4, Scene 1. This is a fantastic quote for exploring how the lines between dream and reality are blurred. High-level responses will connect this to Puck's final speech, where he suggests the entire play might have been a dream for the audience. Now for the crucial exam tips. The OCR paper for this text will give you an extract of about 30 lines and ask you to explore a theme or character, starting with the extract and then linking to the play as a whole. The biggest mistake candidates make is analyzing the extract in isolation. You must create a seamless argument that moves between the extract and the wider text. A good strategy is to spend the first 5 to 10 minutes annotating the extract and planning your links. For every point you make about the extract, think, where else in the play do we see this idea? For instance, if the extract shows Hermia defying her father, you could link this to her later defiance in the forest, or contrast it with Helena's more submissive attitude. Another common pitfall is context bolting. Don't just drop in a random fact about Queen Elizabeth I, make it relevant. For example, when discussing Aegeus's control over Hermia, you can link this to the patriarchal context of Elizabethan England, where a daughter was considered her father's property. This shows the examiner you are integrating AO3 contextual understanding to illuminate the text. And remember those 4 marks for AO4 spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Clear, accurate writing is essential. Use formal, academic language. Instead of "Shakespeare shows us," try "Shakespeare presents" or "Shakespeare explores." Time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll give you a prompt, you pause and try to answer. Ready? 1. Who says, "The course of true love never did run smooth"? That's Lysander in Act 1, Scene 1. A perfect quote for any essay on love. 2. What are the 3 groups of characters in the play? The Athenian nobles, the lovers, and the mechanicals, and of course, the fairies. 3. What is the name of the play the mechanicals perform? The most lamentable comedy and most cruel death of Pyramus and Thisbe. 4. Why are Oberon and Titania arguing over a changeling boy? This argument is the source of the natural world's disruption. How did you do? If you struggled, make a note to revise those key details. So to summarize, A Midsummer Night's Dream is a play about the chaotic, magical, and often confusing nature of love. To succeed in the exam, you must analyze the interplay between the different worlds of the play, explore the key themes of love, order versus disorder, and appearance versus reality, and seamlessly link your analysis of the given extract to the wider text. Always integrate your contextual knowledge purposefully, and never forget the importance of clear, accurate expression. Thank you for listening. Keep practicing, keep revising, and you'll be well on your way to achieving those top marks.